League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is comedian CP, man, and welcome back to the CP Podcast, a.k.a. the Only Child Syndrome Podcast, man. My name is comedian CP. I already said that. And this is Maya over here. Maya's very smart. She's going to provide all the smartness. And then we got Amir on the boards providing the facts, the cold, hard facts. He got the Gucci bucket on with the Gucci bucket on. And another one. I don't know. I'm happy to be back, man. Yeah. How you guys been doing?
Good. Good. Very good. Very good.
Good. You guys look good. You guys look like y'all been eating chicken?
Yeah. I slept on the scale and I was surprised. Word. In a good way, though. In a good way.
Okay. You put on weight? Okay.
Yeah. I didn't know. I'm not tracking that. Nor, and I look at myself every day, I don't see it.
So you put it on?
I put weight on, yeah.
Nice.
But I never weighed that much anyway, so.
Can I tell y'all, I played in the Netflix, is a joke, celebrity basketball game.
Yeah?
And I hit a three.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who you? Can you say who you're playing against? Like, is that a...
No, it was like a bunch of agents. Like, it was like the comedians against the agents and the lawyers and all of that. A lot of the big name comedians were supposed to be on there. They didn't show up. But it meant a lot to me, so I showed up. But I was late. Like, I'm always, I was late today. And then, but I was late. And, you know.
Did y'all win?
No, we lost.
Because all your star players didn't show up.
Right. But, you know, we had a good run, man. I came in off the street. I didn't stretch. I didn't do anything. They put me in the game. I still had my jewelry on. Hit a three. You know, it was very heroic, man. I jawed back so smooth. I was like, And then I thought about, like, dang, I always wanted to hit a three and do this. But I forgot. Mm-hmm. So I tried to hit another three, but I missed that bitch. And I was ready to have my shit cocked. I was going to be like, bah! But I hit another three. I didn't hit another three. Hit that three, you know, a couple dimes. You know what I'm saying? And I sat my ass down, man. My back was hurting and shit. So I went and got an LA Fitness membership. I'm about to start working back out.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm about to see what I can do. See if I can transform my body.
We used to have LA Fitness. They're good.
Yeah,
they're good. Yeah. Yeah. Which one are you going to go to?
I don't want to say because I don't want my friends trying to stop me. They're trying to come up there.
They're going to try to see you on the court. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Nigga, I'm trying to work out on my own. But yeah, man, I felt so stiff out there. Like, damn, man, I'm getting old, man.
You got to keep stretching.
I know. That's crazy. That's why people get old. But all right. I remember, I tell you what. There was a time when a black man couldn't even get apple pie. You had to get a peach pie. Peach cobbler is what they called it. And so with the peach pie, you know, like old niggas be like, you'd be like, nigga, this time. They were like, I don't want to be like that, man. So
stretch every day. Like, seriously, even if it's just for 5 minutes, because you don't want to have to get something out of the backseat of your car and then you throw out your whole back.
Right.
Like, little things are the biggest injury causers. You got to put your shoes on real quick, and then you, like, do something.
See, I ain't trying to be that, dog.
I'm a big proponent of fitness.
Really?
I think it's a lifestyle. Yeah.
So what you be doing?
Oh, man. So I do my dance. I have dance class.
Okay. What kind of dance? I didn't know you was dancing.
Afrofusion.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, so that's like, it's a lot of the different kind of African dances, but mixed with hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's all hip-hop dancing is anyway.
Yeah. And you see it comes from the African dances. And she teaches us, like, okay, well, this is a celebratory dance, or this is a dance in mourning, and this is what we're doing. And I had to miss last week because we had the podcast, but tomorrow I'm going to able to go. And
so you're going Thursdays?
I go Thursdays, yeah, okay, yeah. And okay. She's really, really good. And then, so I got my dance, and then I do my ice skating.
Okay.
That's pretty consistent. You got to do that like 3-4 times a week if you want to maintain.
Damn. So you don't get hurt out there and all of that. You got to kind of, I'm saying, like, you do it 3-4 times a week so that you stay fluid and you don't, that's how you get hurt, slacking and doing it once or two times, right?
A lot of people, they get hurt their first day because they think they can do stuff. Like, they see us out there spinning and jumping around, and they're like, well, I can spin and jump around. And these people just came for a public session. Like, it's your friend's birthday party. Like, oh, I'm going to try something. And these rink skates don't even fit their feet. Like, I'm going to try something fancy. And then half an hour later, got to call the ambulance, got to take them off the ice.
Damn.
Yeah, I've been around for numerous ambulance calls for people who thought they could do tricks as a first-time public skater.
What? Why the fuck do you think you could do tricks on some ice? A car can't even do nothing on the ice. And you out here trying to, man, people crazy, man.
Well, you can do it. Like,
you
I can't.
No,
people.
You can't. It's impossible to do tricks on ice. It's impossible to do tricks on ice. Never. If I see somebody do tricks on ice, really, you're a witch. This lady can slide upon the ice ever so fancy. I don't trust it. But no, I don't, you know.
And then you got to do your, you got to maintain muscle and you got to maintain stretching. So it's a whole thing. It's a lifestyle. I think most people, if they were to work out regularly, would be very fit and attractive. And I mean most people, I mean 95% of people, if they were to work out regularly for like 5 years, would be super hot.
Damn, that's lit. I know I would. I'd probably go crazy. Yeah, like Michael B. Jordan. I just don't be giving a... Well, let me stop. I gotta stop speaking like that.
Mm-mm.
I just, you know... I gotta get on it, man. You know, I want to be able to be mobile and be around and be, you know. So, I gotta get on it. Anyway, what's the topics for today?
Well,
as
there's...
I'm about to eat another snack duo from the kitchen. Go ahead.
I got some Starburst here if you want snacks.
No, I need like some chips or some shit or a bagel or like a sandwich. Go ahead.
Oh, they probably got lunch. But yeah, we'll grab that after. UFO hearings are starting in the House next week.
As pertaining to what?
UFOs.
What do you mean by hearings, though?
They're going to hold hearings in this committee.
To decide what to release?
They're just going to talk about it. Everything that's been made public. Let me bring this up here. So basically, a process for identifying these phenomena, analyzing that information in a more proactive, coordinated way than has been done in the past. So the House is going to call the Pentagon up and ask them questions, like a House hearing. Like, what is going on with all this information you've been releasing? 144 reports of unidentified aerial phenomenon since 2004, and they could explain only one. So the congressmen are going to call them up and be like, yo, what's up with all this UFO stuff?
Right. I mean, you know, and they're going to be like, nigga, it's in the pages. Don't call here no more.
You can't say that in front of the House. I think you get, like, charged.
Shit. That's why a nigga like me not in the office. I mean, I'll be like, hey, they be catching me up with all kinds of shit. All we got to do is call him. Watch him cuss us out. Watch this. He's going to curse us out. Trust me. Call him on speakerphone. I'll fall for the first time. Hello? What the fuck y'all want? Yeah, we just want to know what's up with the UFOs. Did y'all read the pages? We did. But we just want to do a more constructive click. Fuck off my goddamn phone with that bullshit. Y'all read the goddamn pages. Y'all want to ask. Call back. They're here. They're here and they're ready to kill you.
Hey, I mean, I think a lot of stuff that's in those pages, they black it out sometimes. They don't put all the information.
So what are they? So, I mean, but of course, because it's classified.
Well, the congressmen
people
say we deserve to know.
People want stuff unclassified so much, but what would you do? What would you do if you found out the truth was that even you're an alien? Like, if the truth was that the aliens came down a long time ago and they've been breeding with us for a long time ago, and you do a 23andMe and they could do a real, real breakdown. And we got, some of us got alien blood. That's why we got big ass heads and stuff.
Are you saying I have a big ass head?
No.
I have a bigger forehead than average.
You think so?
I think so.
You think your forehead big?
My forehead not big?
I don't think your forehead's big.
Amir, is my forehead big?
Amir got a bucket hat on. People with bucket hats be having the most forehead. He put that bucket hat off. He had never stopped pulling it off. Like, more and more forehead. Under my bucket. But no, I don't think your forehead's big, my head at all.
Okay.
I know people in the comments don't. They could be like, oh, my, it's so perfect. That smart ass forehead. That's a smart forehead. She got a smart forehead. CP's forehead is it gets on my nerves. I'd be like, all right.
No. But I mean, if people were part alien, I don't know that it would make a difference. They found out we were part Neanderthal a little while ago.
That's just trying to give props to the Neanderthals. I ain't part shit of them. That's some white people who are hairy. That ain't all of us. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how many of them are just thriving in their little hairiness. They just, you know what I'm saying? Like, what are they doing? We need to watch them. They might be the ones, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's white people.
Yeah.
Because of European descent.
Yeah. I think a caveman would be a school shooter. You put him in that school, and he's having a hard time with that algebra. He would have been, fuck this! You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know about this. There's a Republican down here, Republican Rick Crawford. He says that this is a waste of time. We have more important things to worry about with the hypersonic weapons. But, I mean, we deserve to have that answer, too. Is this Chinese technology we're seeing, or is this a UFO?
China and Russia are developing hypersonic weapons. And then Biden administration leaking alleged U.S. military operations in Ukraine. Oh, God. Are you serious, Biden? Jesus Christ. Don't tell me Biden is sending faxes, because that's how old he is. Send a secret fax down to the Ukraine. Very secret. And in that fax, tell them that we will get maybe some guns and... Yeah, Oreos, if they was Oreos, the people. The fuck? Why our shit getting Biden? God damn it.
Well, here's the thing about
Biden Ukraine. Got all our shit on a floppy disk.
It's in our interest to give them weapons and weaken Russia. That's like in our international interest.
Right, but if we get caught doing that, then we're going to have to go to straight smoke with them motherfuckers over there.
We just so don't get caught.
And Putin got Organism 46B. You know how that is. And I'm not.
The thing is, don't get caught. Send them weapons and don't get caught.
Right, but why we got to I hate to be on the sneaky side. Like, we got to be the ones just, hey, y'all want some guns? We can sneak them. It's like, I thought we was all powerful. Nobody's scared of us no more. That's kind of the problem.
Because he threatened us with nuclear weapons. He's in a corner. Okay, what it's looking like now is that their military isn't as strong as they made it out to be.
Who?
Russia.
That's because they just bullshitting. They know they can't send their whole... I don't know.
I don't think it's as strong as they made it out to be by a long shot. Their birth rate is low. Like, they're taking washing machines. Like, we thought Russia was this big thing, and now we're seeing that Ukraine is actually holding them off and beating them back. And we're like, oh my God, y'all can't even take Ukraine.
And we like, yeah, Ukraine, yeah. You know how it be when you see a little nigga you kind of fuck with, and he's scrapping somebody you don't give a fuck about, but he start winning. You like, okay, man, yeah. Fuck you up. He beat your ass. Yup. He fucked you up. I don't want to hear it. Nope. Because he little as hell. He was hanging with you. Ah, that's right. Hey, dog. Come on, let me go to the store. Ah, fuck you. And that's how you do. And that's exactly how they doing. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, man, so let's step in and whoop Russia's ass for real. Or we don't want that. Why we don't want that? If they look so weak, why are we still scared of the smoke?
Nuclear weapons.
Man, I thought that... was that you that said the aliens came down and this?
Yeah, but that's not... That's just a joke. The aliens are going to come and interrupt. We can't bet on that.
They did it before, apparently.
I don't know.
They set that shit down for like 10 days.
I don't know. I hope this doesn't pop off into World War III. But yeah, in a ground war with Russia, like, the U.S. would, it would be a week. Like, the U.S. would wipe the floor with them.
You think so?
NATO? Because it wouldn't, if we are the last line. It would be all of NATO and all of Europe, and we're just here like, all right, well, whatever. Every single world war.
And we just come in like, yeah, everybody did. We just killed 13 niggas, and then we do the interview. Well, y'all know what it was. You know, we had to do what we had to do. As you can see, everything is secure over here. Look at our Jeeps. Our Jeeps are still brand new. You know, people say we had two black eyes. Where they at, though? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, like, I don't know, you know.
We do that in every single world war.
That's dope. That
and we
dope.
Wait a year to get in, and then we come in, and then we just blow them over, and then we're like, we won that war.
We come in with a gun in one hand and a Capri Sun in the other hand. We just like, this is fun. Yeah, other niggas been on the ground with bayonets on their guns and shit and eating rations. We got our pizza, our war is sponsored by Pizza Hut. You know what I'm saying? War brought to you by Pizza Hut and Subway. Eat fresh and kill. They over there were like, man, we had good ass subs. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, I feel you. America gonna make everything fun. I don't give a fuck what we do, and I do respect that. America gonna make everything fun. Like, man, you know, they just spoiled. I was at Disneyland with my kids, and they got this app where either you can skip the line by buying a pass, or they give you games to play while you in line to pass the time. We can't even wait in line. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, we just so spoiled, man.
You're spoiled, spoiled, spoiled. Spoiled.
They sell balloons, inside balloons. They sell bubble machines, these little wands, and every little girl want one. And they got a princess on it. You just press the button, and bubbles just shoot out of it like a machine gun. These kids not even blowing their own bubbles anymore. Remember, all we had was you had to run the thing around like this, then.
You gotta blow the bubbles.
Yeah, and it'd be a bunch of little stank breath bubbles floating around. Somebody
stank pop breath, one, no.
Pop like, ooh!
No.
Ooh! You know what I'm saying? No. Like, none of that, man. These kids ain't gotta experience that, man. I remember being a little kid at a barbecue, and you go in the bathroom, there'd be a cigarette butt in a toilet, and you just pee that bitch around the toilet. But that was fun, man. Like, that never happens anymore. It's just so much shit that just don't happen no more, man. It's fucked up.
I have a story that's going to be of a lot of interest to you.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so they found this underwater. It's not what it looks like, though.
Is that a road?
They called it, and they were joking. They said the Yellow Brick Road to Atlantis, but they say it's actually a natural rock formation. Where's my... Here we go. So doesn't it look like a road, though? But they say it's something to do with the way the lava cools. So this was in Hawaii, and I'm going to butcher this, so be patient. In the Liliʻokalani Ridge at the Papahuana Mokakuakea Marine National Monument. So this is way underwater. But doesn't it look like... Let's get to these pictures.
It just looks like a road. But I could also... I mean, I kind of could see it being some lava, I guess, in a couple of areas. But... oh, no, dog. Okay, they. I mean, of course it ain't the goddamn Yellow Brick Road for real. But damn, dude, like a yellow brick right there.
I mean, it's...
Did they get the Yellow Brick Road from Atlantis? The story of the Yellow Brick Road from that?
Oh no. The Atlantis story is different. The Yellow Brick Road, though, that's from The Wizard of Oz, and they say, well...
No, I know that, but I'm saying, like, is that something that where it's, like, the idea from The Wizard of Oz came from the story that Atlantis had a yellow brick road that went to it, is that like a folklore? You know what I'm saying? About that?
I didn't see that.
Okay.
So this is, and people are like, oh, first off, if there was an Atlantis, Plato talks about it. It was probably in the Mediterranean or around there because they say it went to war with Athens.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what they say Atlantis looked like. Maybe I can find this online.
Right. I heard about that, like with the circles.
Yeah. So that's a book. So let me try to find this online.
And they say they found it off the coast of something, like in the Middle East.
Oh, Göbekli Tepe? I don't know if that was... Are you talking about Göbekli Tepe?
I think so.
See, I don't know if they've ever pinpointed Atlantis, clearly. Now, they did find Göbekli Tepe.
But it does look very easy to sink. It looks, you know what I'm saying? Like, the way they got it set up with those water rings.
They say an earthquake sunk it.
I could see that.
Which, I mean, which could happen.
But that's crazy. Like, it happened so long ago that they questioned its existence. Like, there was never an Atlantis. Like, my nigga, I was there. Atlantis was lit. They just had a casino. It just gone.
So let me, oh, what did I do that for? Let me pull this up. It's basically what I just showed to CP. That would have looked like that.
Yep.
So an earthquake would have sunk it. I'm like, yeah, I guess. But then maybe not land around it. It would have had to been in the water.
But just like, how is that city even practical?
I don't know if they made this. Now, we
do
know.
Like homes on the out, like they all have like.
Let's see.
Is that what that is? Because this place is like that, like Star Island and all that kind of stuff.
You know the technology they would have to have?
To do what?
To do that in that time? Now, that being said, the whole Earth did shift like 5,000 years ago. And whatever civilization was in the Sahara probably got destroyed. So the Sahara wasn't always the Sahara.
So why did the Earth shift, though?
It just shifted by like 5 degrees on its axis.
Mm.
So when that happened, that's how the Sahara was created. So before that, like, we don't know what's under the Sahara. It could be anything. So we don't know if there was a civilization under there, and then it was able to do this. But he says it was an earthquake. And he says that they were at war with Athens, which means that puts them in the Mediterranean area. Now, also, around 1200 BC, the whole of the Mediterranean civilization collapsed.
You think that they was fucking with nukes back then and we don't know?
I don't know if it was nukes. They say it might have been sea peoples that did it, the people that came from the sea. And they say that's it's called the Bronze Age collapse. And it's probably one of the more scary things in history because they had like a global society, globalist society. Everything was interconnected. It was pretty advanced. And then around 1200, 1177 BC, it just all came crashing down. And so that's where they say the ancient city of Troy was from, because they thought that was a myth too. And now they found Troy and they're like, Troy is not a myth.
Oh, shit.
So
that means that when Troy is not a myth, then a lot of these other places might not be myths either, because they were all represented as kind of like battling each other and kind of existing at the same time.
Yeah. So there's a good chance we'll find Atlantis.
I feel like they just found Atlantis, though.
No, because this is in Hawaii. This here is in Hawaii.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
So there could have been something over here as well, because we don't know. Like, if they don't have for sure what went on in Europe and they were taking notes this whole time, how are they going to know what's going on in the middle of the Pacific and they didn't even know about it?
Right. Damn.
So that was interesting news that came out this week.
Atlantis looks like a big ass capital city. Like in that picture right there, that Jack Ross, it's like a bunch of museums or a bunch of backs of dollars. You know what I'm saying? Like those kind of buildings.
That's kind of like how Venice is now. It's like half underwater. Like anything could send Venice, Italy, underwater.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's built like that, maybe that's what.
Have you been to Venice?
No.
I haven't been either.
I want to go so bad. me look up for people who are not familiar with the pictures of Venice. So something like this, a city like this is like already half underwater and they have to maintain it.
Right. I wonder what they do. I feel like bodies could just be dropping in that water all the time. You know what I'm saying? And they just, somebody go missing. They're like, we got to drain the streets. Or comb that shit. That's crazy. They just decided that the streets were just going to be water and that's just what it is?
No, the oceans are rising. The water level is rising. So they got to fight back the water.
So wait a minute. So like, it just keeps going up and up and up. So people who are on the lower levels keep having to just give up and just be like, how often is it going up?
Okay, so Venice's worst case scenario for sea level rise by the end of the century is a startling 120 centimeters, 3 feet 11 inches. So, let me see. Is Venice sinking or the water rising? Venice has sunk by about 9 inches since the last century. Meanwhile, the waters around Venice are rising. The notorious Acqua Alta happens when an unusually high tide combines with strong Sirocco and windstorms.
So instead of draining them, so those are streets under there for real?
Yeah.
It used to be a road under there and it's still there.
You know what? That's what I think. Venice before.
Has Venice ever had roads? Is it streets under there, or is it just straight up the bottom of the ocean under that bitch? Okay. Well, not the bottom of the ocean, but something. Because they had to build their buildings.
There has been evidence of building Venice on top of lagoons found as early as ancient Rome. Historians have found proof of lagoon landscaping to make an area for fishing and salt pans, indicating there was commerce around these two commodities. And that's from Context Travel. All right. It was constructed in a swampy area.
What?
It says when Venice was first erected, residents chose not to build any property on land. So I don't know. I'm trying to piece this together. Like how back in the day are you actually going to do this kind of construction on water? Let's pull this up so people, I'm not just reading to myself.
So it's at least some roads in Venice, right? If you just late, ain't no fucking getting somewhere. You just gotta be late.
Yeah. March 25th, 421 AD. Says it was founded then.
Damn, 421? Okay. So that's like...
So they were getting invaded by barbarians, and so they fled to the marshland. So that's why it was founded on marshland. But it was shallow. How was Venice? See, this is what's getting me. It's like, how did they do this with that kind of technology?
Right. How the fuck they build it on that water, first of all. And then second of all, so they basically did it like, imagine you running from zombies and they can't go in the water. So you just kind of build water around yourself. That's not worth it. How do you even get there?
Well, it says
they got an airport?
Probably. Or nearby. Italy's not as big as Venice.
That's crazy. I know it sounds stupid as fuck asking that, but how do you get there? And do they have cars? You wouldn't even have no car over there. You gotta have a boat. That just seemed like it's like, all right, man, this shit is a bit much.
It says it has an airport, Venice Marco Polo Airport.
The Marco Polo Airport?
Venice Marco Polo Airport. That's what I'm looking at right now.
That's what's up.
So it seems though they built it here.
Oh, they got some cards around here somewhere.
Yeah. The whole, like, maybe the original.
That's a lot of land. Okay. All right. Yeah, that made me feel a little better. I'm like, man, what the fuck? They just got a goddamn, a little jet ski city.
Yeah. So they said they built in the water. It was more stable than building in the swamp. Okay.
That's what's up. This is one of the more miraculous white people things that I've seen.
Romans were impressive. Mm-hmm. Romans could do some stuff.
Like what? What else they do?
Oh my God. Okay, so this was 400.
How long taking to build that city? Like 2 days? I'm like, God damn, hurry up.
This Venice flood. Okay. Well, Romans in their heyday were known for being able to build stuff quickly. Like their army. Mm-hmm. One time, this is what Caesar did. He was going up to be like, yo, I'm Caesar, because the Germans were acting up. He's like, yo, I'm Caesar, don't act up around me. They were on the other side of the Rhine, and they were like, you can't get us over here. I'm on the other side of the Rhine. And Caesar's like, yeah, whatever. He built a bridge in the Rhine and goes over the water. And someone explained that was like Independence Day for these barbarians, these Gallic tribes. They were like, you built a bridge. What are you even doing? And he went over the bridge and just walked around for a few weeks. He was just like, I can come to you whenever I want. That's what he was telling them. I can do amazing things and get over here whenever I want.
First
and you can't
of all,
do anything about
imagine
it.
Imagine watching somebody build a bridge. For how long it taking to build a bridge?
Probably a week or two.
Yeah.
At most.
See, you sitting there watching these niggas hammer it. Y'all ain't getting scared. Y'all just like, and then he walk across it. Oh my God! Look at him. It's like, come on, man. Like old people, these old civilizations, they sound lightweight, slow. A little bit. It's like, come on, y'all couldn't tear that shit down while he was building it? If y'all really gave a fuck?
Well, they were on the other side, so they couldn't even go over. Their best bet would have been to fight him as he got off the bridge.
No, their best bet would have been to sling some of them big-ass fireballs at the bridge like I saw on Game of Thrones, so I know y'all got them. Go in the closet, get the fireballs out, light them bitches up. Fling the bitches at the bridge. I mean, what is this? Amateur hour? Are we Vikings or are we not? What the fuck? Are we going to remember the Titans in this bitch? Or are we not? Pull out the fireballs and fling them bitches. The big earth boogers. Fling them.
You should go and lead a barbarian horde.
I mean, if I had to, that'd be what the fuck I had to do. Be like, man, y'all listen up. Gather around. All right, listen. Winter is coming. If I could go back in time travel, I would go back in time and just be like the greatest dude to ever live. I would take all the knowledge and just go back and just spit game, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
You got to learn Latin. Or else I'd be like, what are you speaking? Even if you went to, like, English, whatever, our English
they'd
is
see
so
my
different.
Shoes and be like, yes, but wait a minute. You're not from here, are you? Then I start doing that, hey, baby. That slide dance. And they'd be like, what the fuck? And they'd be like, take me to your leader. Hey, baby. I'd be sliding up the stairs. Like, hey, baby. And they'd be like, sire. A moment later, he's like, you must look. And I'm coming like, hey, baby. He's like, what? And he'd give his papers to his assistant like, speak at once. Who are you? And I'm like, shut up, bitch. My name is CP. I'm from the future. Who is this you refer to as a bitch? You. Do you know who I am? Yeah, a bitch. Everybody started laughing at that point because it is kind of funny. And then he's like, silence. Niggas still cracking up. A couple niggas didn't stab themselves because their suit is so metal and they bent over laughing. Bam, pinched top of their chest off. And he's like, talk to me. And I talk to him. I tell him, like, look. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm from the future. Blah, 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 blah. You see my shoes. You know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? First of all, I'm hungry. Ain't nobody offer me nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to see what the best shit y'all got before I beat your ass. And he's like, I see. And then, you know, we discuss technology and shit. I let him know about PS1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. He probably not be ready for the 5. It's PS1. And, you know, Tomb Raider 2. You know what I'm saying? The classics. And Crash Bandicoot. Even walking back to like NES, you know what I'm saying? You know, Mario Bros. Let him take his time. and grow in the video games. But yeah, man, I'll be his best friend. And then I'd be like, I must go to another time zone. Bam, go talk to the caveman. They'd be like, ooh, boo, boo. Like, shut the fuck up. Sit down. They'd be like, what? And I'd be like, all right, look, this is what it is. Bam. Y'all going to need some sharper sticks. Da, 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 da. And they'd be like, okay, then I go. Bam. And I go talk to the Africans. And I'd be like, stay the fuck away from the beach. And they'd be like, what? Get your ass back from the beach. And then, bam, we'd never be slaves. And then, you know what I'm saying? Man, please.
You would come back and not exist.
Yeah, I would.
That's true.
I would exist.
You would undo your whole existence because you would never
that was the
go.
Whole. You seen Back to the Future, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the whole thing in there.
Man, I'd be in Africa, man, running around on the beach with no drawers on, catching a football on the beach with the ocean in the background, laughing. Africa's so fun. We're rich. You know what I'm saying? Never know nothing about this. But here we are on these Apple computers. Doing podcasts and not in Africa or Africo.
Where's Africo?
What? You don't know about Africo?
Where's Africo?
It's a joke that I do, but it's like a, you know, a, basically a place where black people and Latinos can go and we take everything that we invented. And we, you know, we have our own place for where we can be ourselves and we can thrive and everything is, you know, and white people, they're invited because you can't not invite people to your continent, right? But then they might get oppressed. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like if I was so oppressed, then I would do stuff like, you know, I would redline them so they could only live in the poorest neighborhoods. Then I would go into those neighborhoods and take like the most ignorant people out of there and give them record deals and then make them be like the example, you know, like for the race. And then I would, you know, take their biggest and strongest warriors and then I would sign them to like sports deals, you know, nice. And then let them move out here by us. And not them, so that they could see what it's really like to live good and have fresh produce and fresh vegetables and barbecue, because it is Africa. And then, you know, just it'd be a lot of keeping me in mind, high and mighty, and you know, everybody who's not a minority, I don't know what to tell you.
But then, they would be the minority.
Exactly. it's just a place where we can go and get retributed for everything that was done to us, you know, and have a chance to really stand on top of the food chain. And it's called Africa.
Man, I don't see anything could happen in my time. That might happen here. That might happen here in 100 years, you know? Mm-hmm, yeah. Put your mind to it.
Yeah. I'm thinking more like 10 days, B.
What happened in 10 days?
Oh, no, that's just a saying when you want something to happen real quick. It was on Paid in Full. It's so funny that you don't know that. Paid in Full is a movie with Mekhi Phifer and Cameron and Wood Harris. Really?
2002. Oh, I'm going to tell you. Okay, when was this release date? So 2002. I was in Pakistan from 2000 to 2002.
What were you doing in Pakistan?
You didn't know I was in Pakistan?
No, I don't know. Did you know she's in Pakistan?
Not till today.
Yeah. My mom was doing research for her her doctorate,
of
so her dissertation.
She was.
Yeah,
you look like a kid of a research person.
Yeah,
in a great way possible.
Yeah,
that was dope.
Yeah,
what kind of research was it?
Linguistic anthropology, language. Mm. So how the language broke off? Because if you trace back Hindu, you trace back English, you trace back German, it all goes back to this one language called Proto-Indo-European, which is called Pi. And we're like, well, who are those people? And where do they come from? So she was researching Urdu, trace it back to Pi, and try to figure out where everyone all broke off from.
Mm. And what does she think? Does she think aliens?
No, she didn't. She always thought that there was a chance that we were on our second go-around, or third or fourth go-around.
What do you mean, go-around? Second, first go-around of what?
Well, like we were talking about before, like we don't know what's under the Sahara because when the Earth tilt shifted, it destroyed an entire civilization.
Well, when it shifted, what it did was it pulled all the water out of there.
Yeah.
Of the Sahara. So like you could tell that a lot of the Sahara is like an ocean floor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so I think that when the Earth does shift like that, it makes new land. It makes new, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know. It's different things turn to exist.
Yeah.
Based on that axis and what gets access to sunlight and oxygen. You know what I'm saying? Versus what doesn't. And so, yeah, I can see that. But so, wow.
Yeah, it was really interesting. And September 11th happened, so that was interesting. And we stayed.
Yeah, 9/11 happened. I was in college. It was like my first or second week.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Where were you going to college?
My brother didn't ask me a question.
Oh.
I was at Michigan State.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry for everybody listening. I'm just crunching. Why you say okay?
Because you were in the States. It's always interesting to hear people's perspective, and they were in the States. I feel like we were different. Like, we weren't part of the whole patriotic movement immediately afterwards.
But it didn't feel patriotic. It just felt very vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember flying before that. I do remember how back in the day, anybody could just come into the airport, and then they could, like, my parents would come to the gate and watch me fly off at the gate, and it just, it's not like that anymore. And it, because of 9/11, that's what really sparked it off. Like, people are going crazy with this flying shit. It has to be only the people whose name is on the boarding pass, who get in here, who we can track and know where they are, because if not, then it's kind of, it's going to get wicked. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, things, that stuff, that really changed history forever.
Yeah. Oh, it absolutely did.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that really changed a lot of shit forever. So, yeah, that was a very big deal. We thought we were under attack, like, even in East Lansing. We were like, oh, they're coming to East Lansing. I don't give a fuck about these damn sheep. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that's what it was like.
And nobody knew. Like, we were watching CNN that morning. We were watching it. We were in defense in Lahore, and we were watching. And we were just like, okay, all of America, they got New York, they got D.C., so what's next? Boston. They flew out of Boston. So that's where our people are in Boston. They flew from there and killed a bunch of people coming from Boston. So Boston did kind of get hit.
Mm-hmm. Was that the one that crashed in Pittsburgh or Pennsylvania?
I think most of those planes came out of Boston.
Because I was in Virginia. I was in first grade. And my parents just came and picked me up. Just randomly. I didn't know what was going on. Mm-hmm. And I went to my aunt. They went to my aunt's house, and I was like, yo, they... Because I knew about the Twin Towers. I was just in New York, like, a week before it happened. And the last thing we did before we left was see the Twin... Like, we rolled right past the Twin Towers. And I was, like, in the car in the backseat, like, yo, these buildings are, like, super tall. Like, I never seen nothing like this. And I was on TV just watching it happen. I was like, oh, my God. Like, like, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's wild. I had never been to New York at that time. I was a freshman in college, and like right before that or right after that, Aaliyah got killed in that plane crash.
Oh, that's sad.
That was before that. Aaliyah passed away in August, I think.
Mm. Oh, she passed away right before?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That plane was too heavy.
Yep.
So it looks like two of them came out of Boston. One came out of New York. That's the one that crashed in Pennsylvania. One came out of D.C. and came right back.
Yeah. And passed to the Pentagon?
Yep, crashed into the Pentagon.
Yeah, that was crazy. They were like, yo, you guys got to come back, because I guess they were starting to plan they're going to go mess up Afghanistan, because you can't just do that to the United States. It's going to come mess somebody up.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been fine if they just messed up Afghanistan, but they decided to stay there, which is like, come on.
What do you mean they were going to go mess up Afghanistan?
Because that's where the Taliban were funding the hijackers, even though it was the Saudis. And we know it was the Saudis. So
on like a back channel?
Yeah, news just broke this week that one of the, I don't know if he was a hijacker or if he was a funder, but he was getting paid by the Saudi government. Now, that's not to say the Saudis knew exactly what was up, but if you're going to talk about who was responsible for what happened, it's more the Saudis than anyone else. But we didn't attack Saudi Arabia because we need their oil.
Gotcha. So the two planes that hit, the towers came out of Boston.
Came out of Boston, yeah.
What happened in Pennsylvania?
That's the one that got shot down, or they took down Flight 93.
The people kind of tried to regain control of the flight, but it was.
That's what they say.
It was like a fight or something like that.
The official story is it was a fight. There was a movie with Nicolas Cage. Flight 93, but it's also, did they shoot it down?
Because they definitely were sending them fighter jets out, because I heard them. In Virginia.
Oh wait, no, it's not. No, it's not with Nicolas Cage. Where's that movie?
What was his final hit?
I don't know.
Wait, yeah, they don't know.
Was it coming to
probably
DC?
Probably going towards DC, going towards the White House.
White House probably was another target, to be honest.
United 93. Okay, is that the movie we saw? Because Nicolas Cage did the World Trade Center movie. That's why I got confused.
You trail up.
Nicolas Cage did a World Trade Center movie. That's why I got confused. For the 20th year of 9/11.
I'm telling you. Think about Passenger 57. Oh, shit. United 93.
Yeah, so they make this movie, and they say, okay, the passengers took it down. I'll believe it. Okay. Like, if we need that story, we need that story. But it could have been that they shot it down. That's all.
So what were they trying to... In the movie, they're saying that the passengers let it go down because they were trying to save the White House?
They were trying to save themselves and trying to stop the terrorists. And the terrorists took the plane down rather than be stopped. So, and then there's another. There's a TV movie that I was looking at.
I must say, I've never heard of this movie ever.
You know what gotta suck playing like the supposed terrorists in this movie?
Yeah, and you know that's profiling.
Yeah, but it's like also they gotta take that role. Like that has to be trash.
Yeah, totally. And like you have to play the rapist, you gotta play whatever. Like anyone who plays that role, and then you're gonna show your family, like, yeah, it's me in this movie. I'm a terrorist.
Yeah.
That's messed up though, because in my opinion, like, now you're kind of helping people smear everyone that's your color. That's just my opinion.
It's kind of like a propaganda thing, yeah, for sure.
Kind of like a sellout.
I mean, yeah. Flight 93. So, yeah. So, that's they came out of Boston. They,
Well... It's very peculiar, but I don't want to call it an inside job because I don't know.
It felt like one.
It felt like one, though. Smelled like one, looked like one, like a motherfucker. But who am I, you know?
There's a lot of questions.
It is a lot of questions. I think that's another conspiracy for another day, and that's a perfect place to leave it. We talked about a lot of shit, but absolutely nothing. It's my favorite kind of conversations where it's like, you know, yeah, it's just like putting your brain on a treadmill, you know? My name is CP. That's Maya. That's Amir, man. CP Podcast. That's what it is. We're out of here. I got to go do Roast Me. Mahalo. Peace.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.